Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, it is time for SG Extra this Friday, and we are talking about the Olympic Games in Tokyo. Tokyo 2020, held in 2021. The most historic games ever, I believe. This one will be once it wraps up. In fact, even before it began. So, quick look first at the latest from the Olympic Games in terms of the medal standings. And we are looking at China topping the medal standings with the most gold medals. For now, the Americans with 41 total medals so far, and Japan, hometown favorite, I'm pretty sure, coming in at number two with 15 gold medals and 26 in total. Of course, this is common when it comes to a host country performing better than usual when the games are held in their own backyard. We saw this happening in Rio and in London as well, and so on and so forth. And Singapore's performance in the games have been all right so far. We've got Yu Mengyu, of course, becoming the first Singaporean since 2012, in fact, to reach the table tennis singles semifinals. So that's something that we are looking at as well. And now we have joining us also is Maz Faruqi, a BBC reporter, with the latest highlights from the Olympic Games.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us, Maz. Maz Faruqi is a BBC reporter with the latest now. Okay, let's start with the highlights for Singapore. I've been closely tracking local athletes like Joseph Schooling and Yu Mengyu. But what are the key highlights for the week for you?
Yeah, tough meet for Joseph Schooling, wasn't it? Obviously, didn't go to plan for him, I know, in the heat of the butterfly. But away from him, some other really, really good performances in the pool on day seven. South Africa's first female swimming champion in 25 years, in fact, Tatjana Schoonmaker. So, so impressive. Really talking in the build-up about how confident she was feeling heading into the breaststroke 200-meter final, that she was feeling that she was posting good times, that she was feeling like she was the athlete to beat. And obviously, it's interesting to hear some of the swimmers talk like that, because swimming is one of the sports that we know has been so disrupted because of the pandemic in terms of people not being able to get that time in the pool to train. But she posted such an impressive world record time on the way to gold to beat the USA. So that was a really, really impressive swim for her, and really impressed as well by Australia's Emma McCohen in the women's 100-meter freestyle as well overnight, setting a new Olympic record in that as well on the way to gold.
Meanwhile, Maz, you know that we've been talking about the rising COVID-19 cases over in Japan all week, and there have been calls for the games to be stalled. Can you give us an update on that and some of the cases that are, in fact, in the Olympic Village?
Yes, in fact, the COVID rate in Japan has reached record high levels. So that's why there are these calls. And, you know, IOC and Olympic organisers are saying, well, the Olympics obviously isn't directly responsible for these infections. Obviously, all the athletes and everybody covering the games, so that's us, the media, and organisers around it, are obviously following the rules of these playbooks that they were given in terms of what they're allowed to do. They have to exist in and live and work in these bio bubbles. They're not allowed to go out and mix with the general population. So they're saying, obviously, you know, that that's not directly responsible, the games, for these infections. But many point to the fact that the relaxation caused by the games in terms of rules and the strict rules around taking Japan, that's a contributing factor. So far, with cases linked directly to the games, we've had about 220 COVID-19 cases. But in terms of athletes, less than that. But yes, it certainly is an interesting debate. And obviously, the games, in terms of the Japanese population, is still not necessarily a popular thing that they are still going ahead.
This is the post-Usain Bolt era when it comes to track and field and athletics. And tomorrow, well, sort of a Super Saturday of sorts for this event. Who are the front runners now?
Yeah, it's really odd, isn't it, to see an Olympic 100-meter final without Usain Bolt. Was it
exactly
the first time in 16, 17 years since we haven't seen Usain Bolt in this event? I think, obviously, Trevor Brummell is the man to watch in terms of the USA hopes. Yeah, there are three big contenders, I think, from the USA in this event, but he is the fastest man in the world this year, so he's definitely one to watch. And in terms of other names as well, Andre de Grasse from Canada is another big, big contender. But we see it all the time with this 100-meter final, that it's so unpredictable, really. When you take Usain Bolt out of the equation, it'll be quite interesting to not have a front runner, someone we expect to win. And again, because of the disruption caused by the pandemic, it's quite difficult to call exactly who will cross that finish line first.
Okay, Maz, so what else are you going to be looking out for this weekend?
Well, I'm really looking forward to the football tournaments at the moment. Obviously, we've got Canada's women at the moment playing in the quarterfinals of that, and it's really reaching the business end of that. And again, of course, with the men's quarterfinals tomorrow. Novak Djokovic goes in the semi-finals today in the men's singles tennis tournament, and he obviously is still chasing this golden slam, the four tennis majors in a calendar year plus singles Olympic gold. Really, really impressive in his quarterfinal on Thursday. He only dropped two games, I think, on the way to the last four of this. So he's looking in very impressive form and would be the first tennis player, if he were, to pick up Olympic gold and win all four tennis majors since Steffi Graf in 1988 to achieve the feat. So, yeah, Novak Djokovic, I think, is my one to watch for the weekend.
Exciting stuff. Well, Maz, thank you so much for joining us today to share all those updates with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Maz Farooqi, reporter at the BBC, and our friends from the BBC will be back next Friday at 5:15 for another recap on the key highlights from the Tokyo Olympic Games.
Tokyo Olympic Games, of course, happening all the way until next weekend. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot more time to see more achievements coming out from our athletes, not just here in Singapore, but all over the world, and putting in the result of their hard work, even though they've been disrupted last year.
Mm-hmm. With training and COVID, it cannot have been easy.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.